254-229.
Everybody getting ready for a big weekend? Ooh, we're going to help send you off. Thrilled as always to be with you on these airwaves from coast to coast here on America Tonight. Coming up on this show, in fact, right around the bend, a conversation with Jed Babin. He was the second guy in command at the Defense Department during Bush's, the first Bush's presidency. And he's got some interesting thoughts on the interrogation techniques and the release of the memos and the aftermath. And, of course, also Pakistan, which is now already was crawling with the Taliban. But let's just say it's complete Taliban chaos in Pakistan. We knew when Musharraf was gone and, of course, the slaying of Bhutto, things got even uglier in Pakistan, which I think, besides what could be Iran, is the truly the hornet's nest all along that map of the Middle East. And that's where things feed into from Pakistan. And what does this mean for the U.S.? We'll talk to Jed Babin about what he thinks the response should be. We'll also let you hear what Hillary Clinton, who's the Secretary of State, how she takes aim at Pakistan and her thoughts on that as well. We will lighten the load because maybe you can reach deep into your pockets and go to the movies this week. And there are a couple of decent movies out, some that are getting a lot of buzz, like The Soloist. And you have two big mega superstars in that movie. That's probably part of the reason why. But we got a bunch of them that we're going to tell you about. Also, of course, traditionally, we always have birthdays. Who's turning the calendar on another year? And this day in history as well, and the upside down all around news you can abuse. One of my favorite things. It's the kicker, baby. You have to laugh. If you don't laugh, you couldn't get through half of the things without pulling your hair out that we talk about on this show. That's why this is your place to vent. Never forget that. Whether you agree with whatever I say or you don't, you absolutely have a forum here and you can call. And by the way, we know it's about action, not reaction, right? That's the whole reason why I jumped into this America Tonight deal 3 years ago, because I felt like nothing was happening in Washington, and boy, that gridlock's just gotten worse. If something is just chafing at you, and you want to contact your senator or local congressperson, and you don't know who it is, that's cool. Send me a note, and I will send you the information back, baby. It was credit card day on the Hill. Oh, we're going to dive deep into that. The president really wanting a freeze on those interest rates. So check your bills. I'm serious. All the bills that come in this month, you watch. See what the balances are. See if the APR goes up at all. And see if they lower your credit limit. Because, sure, if they're going to freeze those interest rates, you can bet they will massively be giving their own people overtime to go through and see where they could freeze those rates at. In one way, this is a victory for the consumer. In another way, I'm worried that it might take a few months to do this, which I think it will, if it happens. And what you'll see is the scramble to freeze some pretty high rates. Yeah, that's the cynic in me. I am usually glasses half full, but when it comes to the credit card industry, they are like the mob, baby. And they hold all the cards. Pardon the pun. This was released today, and oh my gosh, you gotta be kidding me. I thought we were going to dive right into Pakistan and more of the fallout over the interrogation techniques. But no, this gem from the defense, the Department of Defense, rather, right on the heels of the Pandora's box that is kicked open after the release of the Bush presidency memos on CIA interrogation techniques, right? Here it is again, another Thursday into Friday. They're going to make public 44 photos, and guess what they show? Yeah, potentially abusive treatment of detainees at prisons in Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, great. Now you say to yourself, are you kidding me? We're watching this one fire burn and the raging debate over this, and now we're going to throw this open too? Now, the reason that the pictures are going to start circulating and the reason that was announced is because in a letter filed in a federal court, it was in response to a, of course, Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that was filed by the ACLU. back in 2004. So now there's this May 28th deadline that's looming to cough up the photos of various things that the for the government to release, a whole bunch of other images as well as some others that the Army has. It sounds confusing, and they're being very vague on it. Let's just say they're salacious photos that who knows what we're going to see in these photos. Obviously, it's going to show something that looks abusive. It's not going to be hugs and kisses and feeding three squares. We know that. And they, of course, are part of the investigation of the potential abuse of detainees by the folks that were on hand at other places other than Abu Ghraib. But I guess they're not as shocking on the shock meter as those that set off that whole prisoner abuse scandal back in 2004, supposedly. But here's the thing. Here's the kicker to this. Okay, so we're vague on specifically what is going to be seen, when we see them, and it'll be released in a couple of weeks if you follow the bouncing ball. But when you have the Defense Department sweating bullets and saying they worry that the release of these pictures might set off more of a backlash in the Middle East against the United States, what the hell is the problem? Why? And I mean, I guess I'm answering my own question because of the Freedom of Information Act and the ACLU. And see, it's a dicey thing here. It's that squiggly line again. Because, yes, I think there's much that we're entitled to know. But with the Defense Department saying, ooh, boy, I'm worried we release these. How's that going to be for our soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan? Because they're going to be printed and talked about all over the Middle East. And it's, Jesus, just not good. In fact, that's the reason why the Bush boys didn't disclose any of those photographs after they made that initial request in 2003. Because they said, hey, if we throw these out there to the public, it's absolutely going to set off a time bomb. And it's, and of course, it would also violate U.S. obligations towards detainees under the Geneva Convention. So maybe they'll try to play that card again. So the decision to release these comes on that same day that a lot of congressional aides were saying that President Obama resisted the pressure from the Dems to investigate the interrogation techniques. However, since he's gotten so much heat, he did step back and say that the door was slightly open. So we have a lot of confusion, and what we do know is now everything is up for public consumption. But when you have the guys in uniform saying, my God, we released those photos, what is going to happen in the Middle East? And with Pakistan being overrun by the Taliban, you do the math. Here's a little homework assignment. I feel like a teacher. Secretly, I wanted to be one on the side. Sort of. Although I think I have the greatest gig in the world. Go to a map and look on a map of the Middle East and start to connect the dots. Pakistan, Iraq, Afghanistan. Ooh, yeah, there's Iran hovering around. Yeah, Saudi Arabia, that supposedly safe haven. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about it, but coming up, we're really going to dive into it with Jed Babin. You don't want to miss that. That's next on America Tonight.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 taking superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Choose for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchoose.com.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
As we continue here on America Tonight, more conversation on the rippling effects of the president's decision to release the CIA interrogation memos. It's a pleasure to welcome Jed Babin, the former Undersecretary of Defense for Bush 1. You caught his stuff as well as commentary to the American Spectator or National Review Online. He's also the editor of Human Events. Jed, thanks for coming on. Again, we appreciate you hanging with us.
Hey, it's my pleasure. It's just one of those crazy days here.
Yeah, no kidding. Always in Washington, it's interesting, no doubt. Hey, first of all, should the memos have even been released? Because the president said that he struggled with it for a month, and then all of a sudden they were dumped out last week. What did you think of that?
I think it's a terrible idea. I think he has made it virtually impossible for us to successfully question a terrorist suspect from now on.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So if you work for the CIA, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that you're getting abandoned by this administration? Are you a little concerned you're getting thrown under the bus?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I'm working for the CIA right now, I'm either planning to retire in place like a lot of federal bureaucrats do, or I'm printing my resume and hoping somebody like Britain might pick me up.
Yeah. In your opinion, does waterboarding and some of the techniques that were revealed in the memos, do they work?
Well, obviously they work. I mean, we know that from the memos, and we know that from what Admiral Dennis Blair has said, both publicly and privately. We know it from a whole lot of other things that we've come to know in the past few years. And the real thing we've got to understand, and people need to focus on this, is people are running back and forth and using the word torture and illegal and criminal all too loosely. You have to follow the timeline. In 2002, when the law was as it was then, waterboarding was not illegal. It became illegal later.
And certainly that's part of the story. What else are we missing? What's the rest of the story that we don't know? Because there's more, even more memos that might detail links to things that were maybe attacks that were prevented in the United States, right?
Absolutely. And that's basically what Blair has said. He said that this has been this information, especially the interrogation of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and I think he was waterboarded almost 200 times, that was information that was used to stop a 9/11 attack on Los Angeles. So, you know, I can't shed too many tears over this, but, you know, again, we have to understand we are a nation of laws. And when the law says what it is, people will follow the law. If you change the law later, you can't go back and say, well, we changed the law, so what you did earlier is wrong.
Yeah. Boy, that's the truth. Originally, President Obama said there, you know, wouldn't be any prosecutions, but a day later reversed. Your thoughts on pursuing this course of action?
Well, I don't know. I think that what we have to have here is a full and open disquisition of what actually happened. Obama is cherry-picking. He set out some of the memos that say certain things. He wants to keep using this to keep the boogeyman of George Bush in media so no one can figure out how badly he's failing in dealing with the war that we have right now. I mean, for heaven's sake, the Pakistani government is about to fall to the Taliban. That is much more serious than anything that's happened so far. Pakistan, after all, has a whole pile of nuclear weapons.
And no kidding. Hey, veering off into Pakistan, and you heard Hillary Clinton even the other day talking about the whole deal, that Pandora's box that certainly has been ripped open there. What's the future course of action do you think the United States should take?
Well, I think right now we have to send Admiral Mullen back over there, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and say, get with General Kiani and see if we can help him keep control of this government. I mean, the Kadani government over there is failing. It's Benazir Bhutto's widower, who is now the prime minister. He can't keep things under control. The Taliban is on the march. They're now within, I'm told, I saw one report earlier that said they're within 60 miles of the capital city of Islamabad. So we have to get with the army over there, see if they can restore order. You know, hopefully that will maintain some semblance of a democracy over there. But right now it's much more important to keep those nukes out of the hands of the Taliban.
Yeah, and, you know, we're talking about Pakistan and talking about the CIA and whatnot. I mean, already in recruiting for national intelligence positions like CIA operatives positions, et cetera, whether they're desk jockeys doing the research or they're actually out in the field, we're already having a tough time, right, because you got to scour the nation and find people who speak Farsi and other languages so that they can meld in. And we already talked about this, that current CIA folks probably, as you said, are probably retiring, getting their resume together. Do you think that this also deters, and I'm almost answering my own question, the future bright minds from going into this field?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think it also, you know, discourages people from going into the military. I mean, young, bright people say, okay, or I might want to go into the Marine Corps and go fight. My life is going to depend on the intelligence that people can get to advise my commanders on what to do or not do. And, you know, if they can't get that intelligence, I'm going to be a sitting duck. You know, I think the young folks in America are not dumb. They see all this going on, and they're going to say, whoa, maybe I don't want to do this.
Yeah, part of what one of the jobs that you did, obviously, when you were working for the first Bush, you were also a member of the Pentagon military analyst. So you went through all this data and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to presume to say what you did in your job, but I'm just thinking what the parameters were. How different is warfare now that people don't understand from, you know, way back in the day? I think people, also the American public, gets it confused as to what it's really like.
Well, let me just say the military analyst program was part of what Secretary Rumsfeld did to get people who had military expertise in there and give them briefings. You know, back then, we were not doing a facing a terrorist threat when I was serving as a deputy undersecretary. During the time that I was a military analyst, yeah, I mean, we had this stuff to deal with every single day. People would give us briefings. We never got into the classified stuff, so I really can't tell you what was going on at that level. But my suspicion from what I'm learning from a lot of different sources in the intelligence community and the military and elsewhere, you know, basically people were making decisions based on how to win the war. President Bush made a mess of quite a bit of it, but right now no one is even thinking in terms of winning the war and doing the things that we need to do. Barack Obama is out there having his head handed to him by a bunch of South African punks. And, you know, quite literally, things are falling apart in a very dangerous way.
Yeah. Jed, before we let you go, you've written some great books. I loved the book Inside the Asylum. You have anything else coming up? I think there's a book in all of this.
Well, there probably is, but right now I got to tell you, I am so flat busy just keeping up with this stuff. I don't have time to write a book. Wish I did. But I hope everybody will read Human Events, humanevents.com. And we've got a lot of good people, not just me, writing for this, and Cole, Pat Buchanan, Connie Hare, Rowan Scarborough. Ted Nugent is one of our columnists, so just don't miss it.
I love it. Jed Babin, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, my pleasure.
All right, you heard Jed, of course, and what he had to say there, obviously, that now how are we going to ever, and this was one of the things that we talked about on this show, how are we ever going to interrogate future detainees, anybody that wants to come to the United States and try to do harm to any of our people, etc. Ultimately, what are the what type of interrogation are you doing that you can gather some information that will lead to stopping future attacks? And, you know, that merry-go-round goes round and round, certainly. Hey, Liz Cheney had plenty to say when it came to her father. First off, here's what she was questioned by Nora O'Donnell, who had her on a show. And Liz Cheney, you know, once again, with she has that same strong back as her father, defended him right out of the gate.
There's absolutely no question that this was a program that was widely approved and supported within the administration. I think there's no secret here that the National Security Council reviewed the program. The National Security Council ensured that it had legal approval before going forward with these techniques. But I want to go back to one thing we just heard the Attorney General say, Nora, which I found very troubling. He said that he had not seen the memos or any memos talking about the effectiveness of this program. And I think it's very important for people to ask the question, had the president, before President Obama made the decision to release the tactics and the techniques, had nobody reviewed the effectiveness of the program? Had his attorney general and the president himself looked at whether, in fact, these programs had gained intelligence that was critical for saving for the security of the nation?
Then there was the follow-up question, and Nora O'Donnell, in that whole follow-up to the waterboarding deal, and here's how that went down.
Well, it wasn't torture, Nora, so that's not the right way to lay out the argument.
Okay.
Everything that was done in this program, as has been laid out and described before, are tactics that our own people go through in SEER training and that our own people have gone through for many years. So it's really does a fundamental disservice to those professionals who were conducting this very effective program and to those people who approved the program in order to keep this nation safe and prevented attacks through the program to call it torture.
All right, so that was Liz Cheney on MSNBC defending her father, Dick Cheney, of course, as the VP through that administration for those 8 years. And once again, it's the waterboarding, it's the techniques as far as the detainees calling it torture, a lot of people calling it torture. And you can see what a hot button, obviously, that was for Cheney, who says, you know, waterboarding isn't torture at the time, and this is what Jed Babin says. At the time, that was what was acceptable in as far as interrogation techniques. And so here we are again, picking out specifically, I think, that. And even the part where she adds about the soldiers, our own soldiers, training that way. You know, is it a tolerable technique for military interrogations? Now people are kicking back and saying the same thing, that, geez, do we need to really go through that training? Anyway, hang with us. More to come.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the things to your collarbone
bone. Hey, by the way, we're going to update you on what's going on in Pakistan here in a few on America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with you. If you haven't heard the show, glad you're tuned in. Whether you agree with the opinions here, as I said, when we first cracked open the mic or not, you're invited to join at any point in the conversation at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Or if you have to sneak out into the hallway because you're a third shifter and you're going to shoot me an email, you can do that, americatonight.net. In fact, I have a lot of people that do that. americatonight.net. Okay, that was Liz Cheney, and obviously she's defending her father and making a point that the administration at that time, blah, 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 and, you know, waterboarding and jumped on Norah O'Donnell about the use of the word torture, and they went back and forth. You could hear a little bit tit for tat on that. It was, you would certainly expect her to defend her father, but was saying that, listen, this is what the administration did and approved during the time, etc., which is true, because people are now calling, obviously, for the heads of Bush, Cheney, and Condoleezza Rice. At this point, let's see where the prosecutions lead, if any, in fact, do happen. I still think some of the lawyers will fall, no matter what. Even though there's a push among a contingent in Congress and in the Senate that they don't get very much airtime, but they're pushing to revert back to let's not prosecute anyone. And so can you imagine we have investigations, let's say these investigations roll into what the techniques were, well, we know what they were, but how they were meted out and more specifics on it, and you trot out a bunch of lawyers and trot out a bunch of people who actually participated in Khalid Sheikh Mohammed into his waterboarding, you know, the guy who simulated the drowning on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, etc. So you play this out, it'll get massive headlines around the world, certainly here in the United States. And guess what? At the same time, we release pictures of what could be deemed as inappropriate prisoner behavior toward the prisoners, in other words, techniques again, in Iraq and Afghanistan. Oh, we are just throwing more gasoline onto that fire. And I said this before, with the Defense Department saying, you know, there's a reason we just, you know, why are we floating these out there? It's a powder keg in the Middle East, and we have men and women who are exhausted, who are crawling all over that desert, who are trying to help the people in Iraq, who are trying to put the fires out in Afghanistan. Now they're going to have to put the fires out or try to help in Pakistan. Boy, those photos will really, really, really pour some nasty gasoline on that problem. I don't see that helping anything at all. Do you? Is anyone else just blown away by the fact that now that's going to come out? And it is. So then everybody gets their way. Great. This is there's a terrible atrocities. Oh, it's so awful. Oh my gosh. And here's what I want to know. Let's just put it right on the table. It comes down to this. We know there's a bomb, several bombs that are planted in New York City and Manhattan on several of the trains, the 4 train, the 6 train, the whatever. And oh, by the way, there's a couple of key bombs also planted along the Golden Gate Bridge. I'm just randomly picking places because of our bigger cities, okay? And you've got someone in your clutches who's responsible for this. You nailed them somehow through interpreting stuff that happened and being able to grab the main guy. Now you have to squeeze out the information somehow, right? How do you get this information on the exact coordinates? So what techniques are you going to use? I think Jed Babin said it right. We're not getting any information out of anyone at the way we're going. The route that we're taking is we're not going to get any information, period, unless it's our own, unless it's somebody who's assimilated into, we'll call it a mosque somewhere, where there might be a terror cell, maybe here in the United States, maybe in Afghanistan. That's what you got to think about. Joining us on the show, one of our favorite callers who found us, thank goodness, Sam in Montreal. Hey,
you know, it'd be good torture, by the way, if it wasn't for Marc-Andre Fleury. I think your Flyers would have won like 10-0 tonight. the game was on TV here.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about what Bob Gainey said later. Talking about torture, you know what would be a good torture for these guys instead of putting them underwater? We'll use a hockey analogy. Tie them up to a net. Mm-hmm. And let the NHL players with the hottest shot take a shot at them continuously, hit them wherever, and then they'll say, oh, you know, instead of using the water, I think this would be just as torturous.
Oh, Sam, that would be like stoning in the Middle East. Then we would really be crucified around the world. Instead of stoning, we're going to use this solid puck, and we're going to have kill a terrorist night, and everybody can get a shot.
Yeah, but
everybody can watch.
Yeah, at least we'd be saving water.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Okay. Gainey had a news conference today. He's given up his job as coach just to be GM. But with the Canadiens for sale, and I don't know if you've heard, there's a group headed by a certain French Canadian singer. You know who I'm talking about.
Would that be Celine Dion?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Her and one of the Bromptons are a group that are interested in buying the Canadiens. So he doesn't know what his status will be. So of course, a lot of people are here saying. Can Gainey and all that. But I'm thinking it's not partly his fault that we got knocked out in 4. Because don't forget, we also had a lot of serious injuries. You know, we also had some players.
Injuries.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Well, so, see, here's the thing, Sam. I covered enough hockey, I covered enough sports, talked to many guys in the game, mm-hmm. and what they'll tell you from Mike Madonna on down, and Brett Hull used to tell me this all the time.
Right.
I mean, none of them want to hear, but it is true. None of them want to hear that the main line is wounded, that they had to mix up the lines, that they had to have the backup goaltender or whatever who's ever hurt.
Right.
But it's true. It does make a different team. Like Detroit, look at how Detroit goes into this. They're healthy. They're loaded for bear every single line. And that's why I think from the West, they end up getting into the finals.
Yeah. Oh, talking about a person we haven't talked about in a little while. Steve.
Yes, and for people who are listening to us on GCN and don't know the story, Sam has called me for many years here on America
Only
Tonight.
Three. Don't make it like we've known each other since the days of birth. Three.
Three is a lot though, and what it is that Steve Sam has a nephew Steve who is a rabbi in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'd love to get his perspective on this whole Iran-Israel thing.
Okay, well, first of all, with Bibi back in power, he's right-wing, so forget about peace.
That's right.
Right. Starting after the Jewish High holidays, he will be going for his master's degree in educational administration at Bar-Ilan University.
That's exciting.
Oh, you know it, because a lot of people in my brother's neighborhood are saying, he's a rabbi already. Why doesn't he get married? He goes, hey, at least here, being in education administration, he can become a principal of a school, you know, stuff like that. He can do more than just being, you know, a rabbi and stuff like that. And, of course, we always talk about the Canadians. I said, well, you're down at the wall. He said, Uncle, even going down to the wall wouldn't help the Canadians.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, yeah. Sam, thanks for the call. And tell him next time he goes to the Wailing Wall to say a prayer for all of us.
He'll definitely say a prayer for you.
Excellent. Tell him I said hi and the best of luck.
Hey, take care, gorgeous.
All right, you too. So Sam, obviously into hockey like I am, and we joke back and forth, so that's a little insight so you know. He is obviously a huge Canadiens fan living in Montreal, and I grew up in Philadelphia, and I'm a huge Flyers fan, and used to go to, geez, it seemed like at one point, all the games. I mean, this is how nerdy I was. I was the chick at the game that, you know, I was keeping stats and stuff. And then in the intermission, I'd be catching up on all the news, all the politics and everything. This is brutal. Just brutal. And speaking of brutal, all this stuff with the reaction to the torture, whether let's face it, this is taking sides. There's no gray area. Either you'd think it shouldn't be called torture, and now we've really screwed ourselves, because how do you even go about interrogating people? We've just given out the playbook and we're stabbing our own in the eyeballs. And for what? And what is ultimately the cost of this? Is this the cost of freedom? I mean, hey, we never talk about that, right, in America? It's easy to live in the bubble. And unless you have a son, a nephew, a daughter, a mother, you know, somebody in your family serving or somebody on your block serving, it's like we're not even in a war. Which saddens me beyond belief. And why? Because a lot of people don't feel as though there's a sacrifice. We know there's a huge price tag, but it's not the feel of previous wars. Although set aside, you know, Vietnam. So yeah, by the way, there are people still serving. And now we have this fire in Pakistan, which I just talked about briefly, and we'll get into that. We'll dive into that. And, oh, by the way, we're going to release these pictures. Anybody else think that is just the stupidest, dumbest idea that you can imagine? I get the Freedom of Information Act, and I can certainly see why the Bush people didn't want those photographs out there. I mean, you have to protect your own at some point, right? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what another talk show host had to say. I guess he would be called a progressive radio host. He does radio, and now he's got a TV gig as well. And it's like an hour show. And part of his show, he went off on Cheney and what Cheney's motivation would be. Why would Dick Cheney be speaking and saying that it's ridiculous what the Obama administration is doing, and that it wasn't torture and all that sort of stuff. He has a different perspective, and we're going to let you hear it in just a minute.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming up, we got sports shorts. Yeah, we don't want to ignore the playoffs in hockey and in hoop. Also, that crazy story about those 21 polo horses who died, and it turned out it was a pharmacy mistake. Wow. Ooh. You know, first of all, it was sickening how the horses just went down one by one, literally stepping out and just passing out and dying. That's shocking enough. And then you hear that it was a real blunder that led to those deaths. And everybody at the polo match obviously was completely beyond stunned. I don't know what that word would be to describe it, but trust me, there is one somewhere. And when I find it, I'll tell you about it here on America Tonight. Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you as usual here, swinging into the weekend. You can send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Okay, I said that we would hear what Ed Schultz had to say about Cheney and his motivation for saying, look, this is ridiculous, it's not torture, here's what we did, let's release all the memos, and then you'll see how successful the techniques really were, because it led to information. Well, Ed Schultz obviously completely disagrees, and here was his take on Cheney.
Here's what bothers me as an American, and I don't want to get angry about this or anything, but I think Americans are on their edge right now when it comes to Dick Cheney. About once a month, This guy steps up and starts browbeating the president of the United States because they lost the election. That's what it comes down to. I think that Dick Cheney wants this country to get hit again for political gain. I believe that he thinks in his mind, if we can think, make them think, the enemy, that we're weak because Obama can't stand up for us, we're going to get hit, and then, of course, we can paint the picture that the Democrats just can't get the job done on national security. I think Cheney is that mean. I also think that we need to remind Americans, we got hit on his watch. He had access to the presidential daily briefing on August 6, 2001. And Mr. Cheney, you didn't do anything about it. We got hit on your watch. You were in the briefings back then. The counterterrorist intelligence people in our government were trying to work with you, and you ignored them.
All right, so Ed Schultz says that part of this is due to Cheney because he turned his back on briefings and information and didn't pursue it, didn't dog it enough, and that his motivation is for, if there is another terrorist attack, to say, da-da-da-da, you know, here we are, this is what we told you, and because of the way the administration is, we're not safe anymore. And it's true that Cheney is certainly saying, hey, we're not safe with some of the things that we're doing, the blunders. But I can say this, he hasn't personally attacked Obama. In fact, he was asked repeatedly about the president. He tries to veer away from that because he knows what that's like with Bush. But okay, he certainly is not pro the administration. Here's the thing. I'm going to ask this question. Should Dick Cheney go away? Does he hurt more than he helps? If you're a lifelong Republican and you weathered the tail end of the George Bush administration, because let's face it, there were certainly some flops. They weren't all hits in George's time. So is it better for Cheney to just go out, go away? Here's the deal. Everybody seeks him out for commentary. A lot of people want to have Dick Cheney on, because why is that? You don't do these Sunday morning talk shows and these other talk shows where you don't have the other side of the story. Now, if Dick Cheney refused to comment, I guess that would put an end to that. Should Cheney just go away and hunt? And hopefully not hit any of his friends. Where's that rim shot? I should have told young Matt to carry that in his back pocket. Every once in a while I come out with a good one, Matt. So,
sorry, I was a little late on that.
That's a brum pump. Yeah.
I can do the audio one. Brum.
You know I'm the worst at any punchline. So if one comes flying out, it's hard. You have to be like a detective. And you can't use harsh techniques on me, by the way. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I know, we're all getting used to the number. Would it actually be better, whether you think, hey, Cheney's okay, man, he doesn't care, he stands his ground, he doesn't care if people like him or hate him or, you know, whatever. Do you think he should just go away? And maybe you think he should go away because you agree with Ed Schultz, or maybe you think he should go away because he hurts rather than helps. And as I said, I think that the deal is with Cheney, number one, he does not care what the public opinion is about him. He never has. That's obvious if you've followed anything within the administration. He has that thick political skin that you have to survive. And number two, as I already said, people seek him out for comments. And, of course, he could refuse and say, I'm not getting into that. I'm just going to kind of lay in the shadows. I'm going to go away like Rumsfeld did, and I'm just going to go off into the sunset. Which, by the way, if they do, in fact, form this commission, which seems as though that's going to happen, will Rumsfeld be called to answer a bunch of questions? I'm going to say the answer to that is yes. I'll be curious as to who is trotted out, in fact, to talk about how things were brought out as far as the interrogation techniques, etc. I mean, who are you pointing to? Where does the finger pointing go? And ultimately, what is the commission going to determine? If you remember anything about the 9/11 commission, boy, the widows were not happy with the final results of what happened as a result of so much testimony and so much questioning and why this and why that. And so here we go. Senate leaders are saying at least some of the Senate leaders are saying they oppose the interrogation inquiry panel. Now, and others are saying absolutely that they will do it. What's happened is a few Dems are saying that they're going to resist this whole effort by Nancy Pelosi and some others to create a commission to investigate the interrogation methods that obviously Bush's administration approved for the terror suspects. There was a big powwow at the White House, and Obama told congressional folks, I'm going to call them the leaders, that he didn't want a special inquiry because he said it would potentially take time and energy from the other policies, the other priorities, and it could mushroom into a much bigger distraction by looking back at other aspects of the Bush years. Now, Harry Reid's on board with that. He's the majority leader, of course, and so are a few of the others, but Pelosi is calling for an independent panel. And remember, she has some cachet. In other words, some people owe her favors. So it still could happen, even though the president doesn't want to see this happen. You know, you name a special panel, and this is the deal. You name a special panel, is there any doubt that this is a witch hunt? Get the pitchforks out, and we're getting retribution, baby. Who are we going to get? Who are we going to sizzle? Who are we going to skew over the fact that this is torture and it should have never been allowed? That's exactly what it will turn into. See, you know, this idea that justice is served by retribution, by ugly headlines, trotting out a bunch of people, you just wait. Al Jazeera will have a field day with this. A field day. Yeah. And I think she'll get her way. I think she'll get her way if she can get enough people in her pocket. She will. So now there's this division with the Democrats, and that's going to open up a big debate that is certainly going to distract from whatever Obama's agenda is in that particular week. One way or another, there isn't any question about that. So if there is some investigation, a little bit different than a commission, like I said, remember the 9/11 commission, it will drag out for a very long time, and there will be ugly, ugly headlines across the world as a result of it. Absolutely. See, I think he did get it right when he said, let's move forward, and then took a step back when he opened up the idea that, okay, you know, maybe we can go after, he didn't even say go after, but let's open it up to possibly prosecuting some folks. Ah, please. You may have thoughts on that and other things as well here this whole past week on America Tonight. Please share americatonight.net.
Everybody down, he's becoming disgruntled.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.